You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
From Barrie to Port Perry, Toronto to Buffalo, take a joyride with Zoomer Radio AM 740 and the boys in Dave's Corner Garage, coming to you from the main bay at Queen and River. Got a car question for Dave Redinger or Alan Gelman? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll-free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, let's go! Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's nice. Hey, you know, we came back. I was just talking about it, but the airplane had, like, 12 people in it coming from Florida to Toronto.
Oh, so you're able to spread out, make yourself comfortable.
I could have three rows if I wanted.
How many meals did you eat?
None. They don't serve.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but my wife brings sandwiches and stuff like that, and I sell them in the plane. And this. We had a lot of stuff going on today. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Redinger, as usual, back from the sun. Actually, it was 85 there every day.
Very nice.
It's actually boring after a while.
I feel bad for you. We had one nice day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went up to 15. They opened up a golf course for an hour, and then it snowed the next day. Yeah, what kind of freaking weather do we got here? Crazy.
Spring forward, fall back. The clocks are going forward. Tonight. I put my snow tires in the garage and I put my summer tires on the race car, and we're all ready to rock and roll. Big show today. We're talking with the Latin from Manhattan is joining us. Good morning. Bill Martin's here.
Good morning. The Latin from Manhattan, live, large, and in charge, ready to rock it.
I love it. It used to be radio.
That's right.
Yeah, so he knows his stuff. He knows when we point to him, he's supposed to say something. And joining us from Amelia Island, Florida this morning will be Alan from the RM Auction, and we're going to talk about $2 million cars that are selling today.
How many cars is that?
That's just one.
One car, $2
million. $2.5 million. I was there when they sold the Ferrari for like $7 million. To me, it's just gone crazy. But what I'd like to know is, what would you buy now? And that's going to be worth a few bucks, you know, a few years down the road.
Well, You definitely need to buy a Dixie Kia.
Ah, here we go.
Yeah. 401 Dixie Kia. You got to buy.
You got to remember, Bill is a trainer for the Car Nation Auto Group, and he's actually based right now at 401 Dixie Kia. And so that's why he's here. But he's a great guy. I mean, I was talking to him the first time I met him. I just love the way he talks, and he's got that energy that I really grows. Now, CNG, if you don't know what that means, Alan, you know what that means?
I do. It stands for compressed natural gas.
Right. Making a comeback. Because gas prices are going through the roof. Remember, we had propane cars. We still got some of them left.
I wondered. I was going to ask our caller after, what's the difference between them? Interesting.
Yeah. So CNG has made a comeback in big trucks because it's like 70 cents a liter locally. And we're going to be talking to Bob Hegblum. And he is the brand manager for Chrysler. And Chrysler is coming out with some gas-powered vehicles. Go ahead.
Well, I would just want to say we actually at Car Nation Canada own a Chrysler store.
Unique Chrysler.
Chrysler right off of Walker's Line in Burlington.
Yes, beautiful store.
And that's a strong product. It's really growing now.
Yeah, vans, big trucks and vans, always steady.
Yeah, but I think they're putting it in cars, are they not?
Absolutely.
That's the switch. What's going to happen? Yeah.
Now, you also have the Kia, the one with the GS 31.
Oh, my gosh,
The hybrid one?
The hybrid. That one actually hit, Dave and Alan, the Guinness Book of World's Record.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And in the auto show, it was everybody's raving about it. It's the car of the year.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And considering where they started, like 10 years ago, you never heard of one.
No. Well, you know what? They put on the book in the Guinness Book of World's Record. They did a test, road test, nationally in North America, going from New York to Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
And it was rated at 2,272 kilometers per tank. So they filled up 5.5 times to go across country.
Do you remember the mobile economy run? back in the old days, the mobile economy. And he had a Nash Rambler. You're lucky to get like 26 miles.
You know what? The secret, you know, they put a big sail on the top of that car, okay?
Yeah.
So it only works when it's windy out.
Yeah, at least he has signs, we'll work for gas.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be joining the folks down Amelia Island, and we're going to talk about high-end cars. We're going to take your calls.
And let me give out the phone numbers quickly.
Yes.
416-360-0740. Again, if you're in town, 416-360-0740. Or if you're out of town, it's a toll-free call. Dave is going to pick up the fee, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Free call.
1-866-740-4740. Hey, wait a minute. I got to pay my wife's credit card.
We'll be back with more fun and frolic in just a moment.
If she's not happy, sooner I'm not happy.
Hard tops in Halton and pickups in Peterborough. Put it on the hoist in Dave's Corner Garage on Zoomer Radio AM 740.
Don't you like this song?
I love it. I'm a Beatle fan, and you said you...
In Florida, I saw the group called Yesterday. Have you ever had a chance to see these guys?
Mm-hmm.
They're a Beatle tribute group, I would say. Sounded just like them. They looked like them. It was just unbelievable. It was like going back 40 years.
Really,
or 30. Whatever. Welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. And, of course, that was the Beatles playing...
Day Tripper.
Day Tripper. I never understood what Day Tripper is. I mean, this guy goes into London and does a shopping, comes back. I don't know.
I don't know. Bill, what do you think? Day Tripper, what's it all about?
Well, you know what? It's a little past my age
group.
I got a little HBO. Help a brother out.
I love that. Okay, we're going to go down to Amelia Island. We're talking with Alan down there. Alan is working for the RM Auctions. You know the folks with the expensive cars? And I love they have nice dinners, and I love those folks down there. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great. So you're getting set up for today's auction.
Oh, we sure are. We're about to begin in about 45 minutes, and it's going to be an exciting offering this year.
You've got some really expensive stuff. But before we get into that, let's just talk about the Millhouse auction, which we were promoting a couple of weeks ago. That auction, you sold $38 million worth of stuff?
Yes, that's absolutely right. It was a large success. We had a lot of music instruments, classic cars, and everything in between, from guns to models, everything you can imagine. Boca Raton was the Millhouse collection, and we're tremendously pleased with the result. RM Auctions held that event in conjunction with Sotheby's.
What'd the carousel go for?
The carousel broke the $1 million mark. It had a lot of interest, both on the phones, overseas, and also here at home.
So it broke how much?
$1 million.
$1 million.
I don't know the exact figure, but I know it broke over $1 million.
Now, they actually had that made. They had the all the figurines were hand-carved. It was really, it was obviously $1 million carousel. Let's talk about today's auction. We got some stuff going on there that's amazing to me. Ferraris are always strong. Got a 250 Cabriolet or 250 GT going up.
That's right. Ferraris are always tremendously strong for us, and we have a number of the top 10 records in those categories. 250 GT Speciale delivered new to the Agnelli family, 250 PF Cab Series 2 with covered headlights, so a lot of really interesting stuff in the way of Ferraris.
Tell me something, if the market is going crazy, like I see a Bugatti and they're going for like an estimated $1.7 million, where does it go from there? I mean, if you've got a $2 million car, does it still continue to escalate, or is it peak out, or how does it work?
I mean, I guess without speaking to specific cars and models, you can say that the market, you know, it'll always bring what it'll bring for very good cars with good provenance and no stories, no questionable history.
Okay.
We have Ferrari GTOs right now. We're approaching the $30 million mark on those cars.
Wow.
We're trading hands privately at that price. So I think, quite frankly, the sky's the limit as far as I can see.
What would make a Ferrari worth $30 million? Is it because there's only a few of them around? Is it because it's such a desirable car?
Well, there are a number of factors that really contribute to a car's value, and neither factor is more important than the other. But in a nutshell, you have rarity, race history, quality of restoration, in other cases, quality of the originality of the car, celebrity provenance. In the case of the GTO, you have arguably the most attractive 250 series car ever built, tremendous race history, and tremendous performance, too. Only 36 of them were built. 39 if you count the Series 2 cars, so they're incredibly sought after. They're the most sought after Ferraris, period.
Wow, and I see them actually race them at Goodwood in London. They're actually out on the track, and the guys are still running them around the racetracks. It's to me, it's phenomenal. Ferrari actually has a thing called Ferrari Classic, right, where they'll actually bring the car back to original factory spec.
Oh, we seem to have lost
him. Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, we're talking about Ferrari Classic. What happens is you've got a Ferrari, you actually take it back to the factory. They have the original build sheet, and they'll come and say, look, you know, we got to do this, this, and this, and this, and it's going to cost you $250,000.
Well, I guess the
and
nice
you're
thing.
Back in the action.
I guess the nice thing about, too, Dave, is it's not like you're playing on the stock market, for example. You know, you own a piece of paper. Here you actually own a car, and in most cases, these are driver cars. I mean, you can be driven.
Yep. Anyways, we got him back. Alan, we got you back. Hello. No, we didn't get him back.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Alan, we have you back now?
I hope that's
right. Yes. What was the last year we talked about on Ferrari?
Okay. I filled in for you. We're talking about Ferrari Classic. So tell me what's going on today. We're at Amelia Island.
That's right. We're at the Amelia Island Ritz-Carlton Resort, and we have an auction going on today of over 100 classic cars. Ferraris, Bugattis, Rolls Royces, you name it, we have it here today.
Now, we're heading off to where next? The guy, listen to this. Next, he goes to Monaco, right?
That's right. We have an auction in Monaco taking place in May. After that, we have the Damon Collection in New Hampshire. And from there, we continue around the world. St. John's in Michigan, Monterey, California. We're extremely busy this year.
You know, what you don't see is everybody thinks, boy, what an attractive lifestyle. You know, you're going from city to city. You guys go from hotel to auction and back to the hotel because you're actually working.
That's right. Well, we have, you know, in many ways, I think it's a very sophisticated traveling roadshow. We see a lot of the same people, friends and clients at the different events who partake not only in the Concours events but also in the auctions themselves. And so we basically split our time between our offices where we're putting together catalogs, talking with clients, consigning cars to auction, and then taking the week to go to the actual venues and get those cars sold.
I love it. So website, Alan, is rmauctions.ca.
RMauctions.com, actually. Thanks for asking. We've got the auction today is streaming live on the website. So if your listeners aren't interested in bidding or want to call us over the phone, you can watch the entire auction live on RMauctions.com/Amelia, actually.
Okay, great. Say hello to Amy for us.
We sure will.
Okay, have a great day and have a successful auction.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Take care. Okay.
You know, I was considering that GTO. Does it come with floor mats for $2 million?
Yeah, I think that's an option. Actually, the interior, you know why you're saying it's the race car, so there is no real interior. It's all aluminum.
Yeah. Get out of here. Aluminum. So no radio, no sunroof,
nothing. There's a string to actually pull the door down, and there's a window that slides back and forth.
That's it. I'm pulling back my offer.
Oh, we call it in the car business oars.
Oars?
Yeah. Oh, manual
windows.
They don't make cars with manual windows.
Oh, those are called Armstrong windows. Armstrong windows. I get it.
Okay, let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Nick from Ayr.
Nick from Ayr's got a problem with his Jeep Cherokee.
Yes.
What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, I got it. Every time it's low on gas, a quarter tank or less, it won't shift gears.
Why is that? Sounds bizarre.
Oh, wow.
I know. I think I phoned someone before, and they told me, they asked me what I was smoking, but it is true.
So what were you smoking?
Yeah.
You never answered us.
It's true, and he's been doing it for a long time. And I also took it to the Chrysler dealer, and they still didn't know what they heard of that thing.
I've never heard of it.
No, but so when did you take it in? Did you take it in with low fuel in the tank?
No, I didn't take it in. I just asked him.
Oh, okay. It sounds bizarre, because I don't know what the connection would be between the amount of fuel.
He's been doing it for a long time already.
So basically you fix it by just keeping fuel in the tank.
Yeah,
is that
exactly,
it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if there's, you know what, when it gets low on fuel, doesn't that little thing come on the dash, the little yellow light that says...
You're low on fuel?
You're low on fuel. I wonder if it causes a short somewhere and the transmission goes to limp mode.
What year is the vehicle?
2000 model Jeep Cherokee.
Okay. Well, that's something that a 401 Dixie Kia, we could trade them out of and put them
in
the front.
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have any more problems.
We can solve every problem. Just trade it in.
And the next guy will have to worry about it. So, Nick, that's an interesting question. You know what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to see if I can find out, and I will mention it on the next show.
Yeah, okay. And after one guy told me it could be the fuel filter that's plugged, right, partially, but I don't know if that's what caused it or not. I have no idea.
So it doesn't shift out of low?
Out of low, once it's low on gas.
And is like really low on gas, or is it like quarter tank?
Quarter or lower, yeah.
Quarter or lower.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Never knew an idea like that. We'll have a peek. We'll find out.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. That frees up a line. Let's talk quickly to Jim. And he's got a 63. You got to hear this. 63 Maverick.
Go ahead, Jim.
It's a 73 Maverick.
73 Maverick.
They didn't make him in 63. They
made
him
in
73. Yeah, go ahead. You're calling from New York. Is that right?
Yeah, Rochester, New York. I'm just across the lake.
Okay.
Yeah, the car is in absolutely mint condition. It has like about 13,000 or
13,000 miles.
70,000 original miles, I meant to say. And it's in excellent shape, and I've been trying to sell this car, and supposedly the value over here is somewhere around 5,000. I got it listed on, even on eBay, I've got it on there for like about 3,900, and it seems like I can't generate any interest. I mean, I know it's an odd car because, you know, more like what they call a poor man's Mustang.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions of why. Is it just the market now? Is
Bill, you're in the business.
Well, have you posted it on Auto Trader?
Yeah, I've had it on Auto Trader also.
And did you post it on Kijiji?
No.
Try Kijiji. That market calls for something like that in Kijiji.
Mm-hmm.
The odd vehicles, really? Absolutely. I've been doing this 26 years, so.
Would you say this is more of a collector kind of car, or is this?
Yeah, collectors. People do scan, and they put, if you look at the history, they input specific vehicles that they're looking for. Matter of fact, I had a Maverick in back in 73.
Yeah, less than $2,000. They're cheap.
Well, I bought a used one in 1979 for $250.
Was it yellow or copper?
I was at university, though, so. It was like a copperish
there
yellow.
There you go. Yeah, I see.
What color is your car, bud?
It's green.
Okay.
It's hunter green.
Well, let me make a suggestion. How many pictures are you taking?
I've just got pictures of the inside, the front and back, and under the hood.
Okay. You want to take about the average 21 pictures around inside the trunk, the back, the inside, the cabin, and then you want to post it. And then if you want to do it, look at a little cheat sheet on Auto Trader on how car dealers display certain information of one of a kind, must see,
right.
Blah, and it draws interest. You're trying to get a hook, and those are the key words that are going to actually pull up on Kijiji and all the other sites.
Very important because, because you're coming from Rochester, just like we have problems here in Toronto or Southern Ontario, problems of rust, of course. And like Bill's mentioning, if you take a picture of the floor and a guy can see it's clean, well, then he's going to be interested because otherwise he's going to think it's just a rusted old out beater.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some more detailed photos.
Yeah.
Really,
he may be interested in hot rodding the car because I've seen those things at the drags, that they put a big V8 into it and pop up the back end and make a drag car
absolutely.
Of it. You know, another one you can also look is the classic car auctions. You know, if there's a local one near you where they sell older vehicles, enter it. To see if
absolutely.
You get any response, sure.
All right, good luck with Jim. Hope we were able to help you. Some good tips, Bill.
Absolutely.
You've been doing this for a couple of weeks?
Just a few.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, we're going to give out the phone numbers, 416-360-0740 if you're local or if you're from Rochester or anywhere else, 1-866-740-4740.
I got a little gas here. You know what? We're going to talk to Bob Hegeboom.
Is it compressed?
From Chrysler. Compressed gas.
Well, let's see if we can release it. All right, this is Dave Shorter Garage on the new AM 740.
Okay, Bob
Hegeboom. Today's special guest on Dave's Corner Garage is a proud sponsor of the show. You figure it out.
Woo! You really got me going. You got me so I don't know. It's funny because we're in a village in Florida called Century really Village.
Did they play this on the radio there?
And we're the young ones at 63. And the Beatles were there. And these guys are up on the aisle dancing, so music is phenomenal.
Well, it's called Century Village because the average age is 100, isn't
it's
it?
It's actually called Cemetery Village. Welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. And, of course, we're all kind of depressed here today.
We're trying to get the kinks out. You get it? We're trying to get the kinks out. Okay.
We have.
You forgot where we're going.
Bob
we're going to speak to Bob Hegeboom.
He's on the phone. So we're going to hang on just 1 second and we're going to talk about a couple of things. I got a little bit of housekeeping to do. First off, it's daylight savings time tonight. Move the clocks forward. And be careful because there's more accidents when the time changes than when there's not.
Because we lose an hour of sleep. That's
maybe
why.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, we get dark early. So be really cautious tomorrow because, people are on the road and they're not actually knowing what they're doing. Number two, if you need to contact us, I had a case where a guy named Larry from Barry, who I owed a crown to. Well, he phones up and he says, "Hi, it's Larry from Barry. You owe me a crown," but there's no information how to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And you phone back the number that he called from and it doesn't work. So if you want to contact us, please, Dave's Corner Garage at am740.ca. Really important. I cannot respond to you by the phone because the lines don't work properly. So always by email, because that way I have something written down. And my buddy Norris McDonald, who is for the Wheels, of course, he is one of their writers. And Norris has an interesting feature coming up, which is, if you're into racing, like I am, they now have a website that lists all the television races that are going on for the weekend. So if the F1 race is on next weekend, or if the NASCAR race is in Las Vegas, you just punch up the Wheel section, go to Auto Features. The guy's name is George Webster. He's an old writer. We're all old writers. But anyways, and you can look up and find out what's going on for the TV, to the boob tube.
What channel is it on?
What time?
Okay,
now we're going to go to Windsor, Ontario, and we're going to talk with Bob. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great. You see, I did it all in one breath. So CNG means compressed natural gas, and there's a resurgence of this in the trucking industry, and you guys are forefront players. Is that a good way to say that? Forefront players. And you're bringing this out again. We had natural gas in Canada before, but sort of flopped.
Well, part of it's the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And as we go out and look at this, we actually started talking to the natural gas consortiums about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And what they were asking for is they wanted vehicles that they could have in their fleet. And that group consisted of, obviously, the natural gas companies. It had some of the government agencies, the local municipalities, where they have the availability to fill their own vehicles. And when you look across Canada, there's only about 42 public filling stations around and available. And in the U.S., that's only about 750 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from a consumer standpoint, it's very limited. But from a business and commercial standpoint, they are really asking for this because it's a clean and efficient fuel.
Now, there's only one station in Toronto right now, which is on the Queensway. There's one in Richmond Hill. There's one in Markham. So they're kind of scattered around. Is this something you can actually fill at home because you have natural gas at the house?
Well, there is that availability in some markets, but the filling is rather slow.
Yeah.
And so to fill your vehicle, it would take some time.
Honey, keep pumping the pump. It's coming.
It's Bob, like, we're somewhat familiar with propane because we had propane for a while. Is it work pretty similar to it?
It's very similar. You know, we took our 5.7-liter Hemi engine and we adapted it for this technology. So, you know, it took a little bit where we had to change the valves and the valve seats.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new rail with all unique injectors for the system, and we've got new spark plugs available for this to accommodate it. We were very fortunate that when you look around the world, there's about 13 million vehicles out in the market.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And our partners, Fiat, are one of the leaders in this technology over in Europe. So we were able to utilize that, you know, that technology and the benefit of them being in the business already to get a head start on everyone else.
All right, so quickly, what vehicles do you plan on putting or doing the switch over to?
Well, we're going to use a Ram pickup, and it's going to be a 2500.
Okay.
It will be a crew cab with an 8-foot bed 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we went out and talked to the consortium and we asked what vehicle would they want this in, this is where everyone came in. Even when you look at the overall marketplace from a retail perspective, this is the largest piece of it.
So for the most part, we're talking about trucks, we're talking about delivery vehicles. We're not talking consumer cars for the most part.
Well, certainly they have those over in Europe right now.
Oh, really?
And in some of the vans over there.
Mm-hmm.
So as the infrastructure comes into place, you know, there is that availability.
Now, if it runs out of natural gas, it runs on gasoline, too.
Are these dual fuel? Well, I guess that's what you're getting at. Yeah. Are these dual fuel vehicles or singular?
It's a bi-fuel situation, so you have compressed natural gas. And what happens with that is it will run on natural gas until the system empties.
So for the most part, you don't have to
automatically.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about a range anxiety kind of thing like you do. you know,
no,
another
you
vehicle.
Certainly don't, because you'll have both fuels. And, you know, when you look at that, your overall range, you'll be able to go, I'm doing my conversion, sorry.
Yeah, roughly.
Well, because you're talking about having
the liters of equivalent of natural gas, you're going to have just under 70 liters, mm-hmm. and you'll have the option to go up to 132 liters of gasoline as well.
Well, so you got quite a range.
Yeah, that can give you a range of up to 822 kilometers.
Interesting stuff. The surcharge is something like this?
You know, we're still finalizing all the pricing on that because we'll launch this summer. Mm-hmm. And so some of the preliminary numbers is we're right around $46,000 for this vehicle.
Love it. Thank you, Bob. That's Bob.
All right. Thank you very much.
I can never pronounce his last name. We'll just say Bob from Chrysler. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. So that was Bob Hagelboom, and he is a brand manager, I think, with Ram.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. You know, the price of gas is just going through the roof. We always talk to Dan, and always Dan has doom and gloom. It's going up, it's going up, it's going up. We've got to come up with a better way of doing things. I mean, you know, especially if you've got a big vehicle, you want to try to save fuel, and this is one way to do it. I mean, the other way to do it, of course, is to buy...
Kia, of course. Kia Optima.
When we come back, we're on the phones, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Bill just quickly about something special going on at 401 Dixie Kia, which is you're going to get...
Actually, if they call right now, it's 905-602-0884. Ask for a salesperson. Get a confirmation number. They're having a huge sale. It's the biggest sale in the history of the dealership.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
They're doing, like, employee deals. I'll be there today from 11:30 to 6, and... you will see the biggest sale in the history of the dealership.
So you need a confirmation number.
Confirmation number. Just call there now, 905-602-0884.
Okay. All right, if you've got a car care question, you're welcome to give us a shout in the studio, 416-360-0740. We'll be back with all kinds of interesting stuff in just a moment.
And better music.
Clunker in Kitchener, car query in Collingwood. Call Dave's Corner Garage and get it resolved. To reach Dave and Allen on Zoomer Radio AM 740, call 416-360-0740 or toll-free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
Now, welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage
on the new
AM 740.
And did you see Frankie Valli?
I saw Frankie Valli yesterday, two days ago. He was playing at the Hard Rock Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. And I got to tell you something, he's old. But his voice is great. The group was great. It had him in the aisles cheering, and we had a lot of fun.
Excellent.
It was a lot of fun. It's nice to see that going on.
We grew up to that kind of music, didn't you?
Yeah, it's us.
See, I'm more of a Kinks Beatles guy, but you're like... a couple years older than me.
Well, not that much. Well, okay.
Grease is the word, especially here on Dave's Corner Garage.
A great song for this show is Grease. So just quickly before we go to the phones, Bill, you got something 602-0884 and the 905 exchange. You need a corporate number?
That's right. It says Bill Martin, live, large, and in charge from 401 Dixie Kia. Latin from Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen. If you call right now, what they're doing is you're going to dial these numbers, jot it down. It's 905-602-0884. Ask for a salesperson. Tell them you heard me live, Latin from Manhattan. And ask for a confirmation number. With that number, you can go in there, overrides pricing, and unlock some savings. That wouldn't be so bad, would it?
No. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge sale. I'll be there today, actually, Dave, from 11:30 to about 6. And I know that they're throwing the book away on trade-ins. We were talking about older cars. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. If you got some stuff, maybe you're thinking, man, I owe too much money on this car. I can't handle the payments. You know what? With the sale going on, I've seen people literally drop the payments of what they were paying, and the company ended up paying off their old car.
So they pay less money, but they got a better car.
That's typically how it works. Now, with Kia, buddy, they got 0% on almost every vehicle available.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 90-day deferrals where you don't have payments for over 90 days. Mm-hmm. And wait for it. I'm glad everybody's sitting down. If you're not strapping, ladies and gentlemen, it's the biggest sale in the history of the dealership.
I love it. So the question I have here is, the cars have good residual values, and that's why you can actually make those numbers. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I was there last week. They had a gentleman came all the way from Guelph. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember this. This has been about a few weeks ago. And was paying X amount of dollars for his car. Traded it, went up 2 years newer. We ended up paying that old vehicle off, got out of a negative equity situation, and now he's laughing. He's in his brand new vehicle. In fact, he ended up buying a brand new Sorento. Those are amazing. If you haven't seen, I got Lexus buyers trading in the Lexus for the Sorento. Yeah, I mean, these cars, with the new engineer that came out of the Audi,
Peter.
Yeah. I forget his last name. I can't pronounce it. Yeah. One of those deals.
Yeah.
And they've redesigned almost every vehicle. Yep. And I'll tell you what, take advantage. It doesn't cost anything to look. Mm-hmm. Get down there and at least ask to drive that new hybrid, that Optima we were talking about earlier. That's the import vehicle of the year.
Actually, the station uses a Sorento here.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they got one here. Well, let's go to the phones, Bill. We're going to cut you off, and let's quickly talk about the float in the gas tank.
Okay. Wasn't that the fellow with the Chrysler?
No, it was another float.
We got another float in the gas tank.
Hello?
What's up? Hello? Yeah, go ahead, sir.
It's John from Dunville.
Okay, John.
Oh, you were on this morning, but we lost you. Go ahead, John.
All right. Hey, I've got a 98 Chev pickup.
Right.
And every once in a while on my gas tank, the needle goes crazy on the inside.
Goes to the top and back and forth, or?
Pardon?
What does it do? It just goes red line, or it just goes?
It'll go right off the dial.
Okay, yeah.
Now, when I fill my tank, I fill it right to the top so I get my mileage.
Yep.
So, and every once in a while, this thing will go completely off the chart.
All right, when the tank is mostly full, the gauge reads proper, correct?
Right.
And when it gets...
Over a period of time, this thing will rectify itself.
Okay. The problem is the float in the gas tank.
I was wondering, is there a gear in this or whatever?
No, what happens is it's a mechanical part. You've got a wire-wound resistor. That's hard to say. Wire-wound resistor. Wire-wound resistor inside the gas tank.
Every time
the float goes up and down, it's like if you look in the back of your toilet, it's a very similar kind of thing. The float goes up and down, and it rubs, okay? And the contacts will get dirty. One thing you could try first, if you'd like, GM was having some problems a while back.
With the gas.
With some Shell gasoline. You can try some fuel injector cleaner, okay? It's very simple. You just go buy the stuff. You can buy it at the GM dealer, actually. Tell them you're having a problem with your gas gauge, and believe it or not, it's fuel injector cleaner. But you pour it in the gas tank, and if you're lucky, it'll clear up the
issue.
Yeah,
there was an issue. GM had a problem with Shell gas plating itself out on these wires wrong. Weighs crazy rabbit, and it was causing problems. So throw that in. If that doesn't work, you physically have to remove the float and find out what's wrong with it. And that's okay.
All right,
knock yourself out, buddy. Take care.
Take care.
Okay, bye bye. Let's go to Laura. We're gonna talk to Annie with a Mini Cooper. And by the way, that opens up a line. So if you want to get in, well,
give us a shout. Yeah. Annie, what's the problem with your car?
Oh hi. I don't know if you can answer this or not. I am wanting to downsize from driving a large car to a small car, and I've been shopping around, and I'm really smitten with these sporty Mini Coopers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard a vicious rumor, and I don't know if you can confirm it or not.
$10,000.
After 10,000 miles, there's problems, major problems with the trannies.
There was issues with the automatic transmissions. I do know that. And they're in the neighborhood of $10,000 to repair.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There is an issue with that. I think it's been resolved now. But are you buying a brand-new vehicle?
It would probably be, depending. I wouldn't mind having a new one because I like that they come in. You can buy the sport package.
Yes.
And I really like the sport
Do you got any
package.
In stock there, Mill?
Actually, you know what? If you call 905-602-0884... Ask for a salesperson and tell them you heard me live. We can find the vehicle for you.
They probably have it.
We have like 1,500 vehicles that hasn't even been advertised yet.
Yeah.
I mean, so I know we do BMWs, Lexus. We do all the Highline vehicles, the Infinities. And they just might have one in stock. in one of the compounds.
Let me explain to you. Bill is part of the Carnation Auto Group.
Oh, yeah.
They've got, I think, 9 dealerships across the country, and they have 1,500 to 2,000 vehicles in stock at all times.
That's not even advertised.
They don't advertise. They're just there. You know, if you go to the dealerships, there's new cars there. So what I would suggest you do is phone that number and talk to them. You may end up with something other else, fall in love with something else, too.
So you don't know if they've have they corrected that problem?
I haven't heard anything bad lately, but the rumor always was they weren't repairable, and it was like $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, wow. For so you had to buy a whole new transmission.
Yeah, you had to buy a whole new transmission, yeah.
Okay, because it would be an automatic that I'm looking for, yeah. Because the standard, we have a Corvette, and sometimes I have to... It's hard to get used to going back.
I know, the pedal's so hard to push down.
Yeah.
You don't want to be buying a car where the transmission is not going to work properly.
The transmission. I had that in my Ferrari. The pedal was so hard to push down, it was like a truck. Ended up putting a power booster on the clutch.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not such a big fan of these cars. They're a little bit dicey to fix. You know, I'm in the repair business, and I can tell you, every time the Mini comes in, it's not a Mini problem, it's a major problem.
Yeah, I'd be careful about Minis. You know what? I don't, you know.
There are lots of cars out there that are hot to look at and reliable. Got a choice?
If you want to be happy for the rest, we're going to go there.
Who sang that song?
I don't know. Anyways, we're going to be back in a few minutes. If you hear that music, that means that it's time for us to do a commercial break. And we come back, we're going to talk to Paul about some tire pressure monitoring systems. Annie, thanks so much for taking time. Have a great day. And we're off. Let's go. We do a quick some breaks and we come back with some questions.
From the gas guzzler in Grimsby to the hot rod in Halliburton, you're tuned up and tuned in to Dave's Corner Garage on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get
hey,
around.
We're back, and you know what? It's the last part of the show, so if we don't get to your calls, please don't be upset. Let's go to Paul, and we're talking about tire pressure monitoring systems.
All right, we're talking to somebody in Buffalo, in Rochester before, but now we're going to go to Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Yes, hi. Could you explain how the tire pressure monitoring system works on these newer cars?
Sure. What are you driving?
It's a 2011 Honda Civic.
I like Hondas. They're good cars. Okay, each wheel has inside of it what's called a... Some of them have pressure sensors inside the wheels. Others have what's called a tone ring, which is assembled onto the wheel bearing or the drive axle, all right? If you have the tone wheel type, what happens is if the tire pressure is low, the wheel actually spins a little bit faster, and the computer picks up the difference in the RPM and throws on the light. If you've got the one that's a magnetic thing?
No, it's actually the newer style?
Yeah.
The newer style, what you've got in your own car right now, there's actually a pressure sensor. It's built into the tire valve.
Right.
If you look at your tire valve, you know, normally it's a little rubbery and wiggly. Not anymore. Now you're going to see a much harder plastic one, but it is built into that. So behind the actual tire valve is the actual sensor. It sends out a radio frequency that's going to go to the computer in the car. There are 4 of them. Sometimes there are 5.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
For the spare?
Yeah, it drives the technicians crazy. The tire light keeps coming on. I don't know. We checked all the tires. Yeah. You forgot the spare. So anyways.
Sometimes, if I can interject,
yeah.
If you switch over to from the winter tires to summer tires,
yes.
My wife, Lan, has an RX350 Lexus. Mm-hmm. We just switched this past season for winter tires, and her light came on. So that's all it is. That set of rims did not have the sensor.
That's
exactly.
Right, yes.
So if you want to do separate winter tires and summer tires, you will have to buy a second set of
sensors.
So they do work. The only problem is they break on occasion, and they are very sensitive as well. So what we see here, I'm sure you see it in Buffalo as well, we get a little corrosion on the wheel. All of a sudden, the tire loses 2 pounds, light comes on, people go crazy to hit it.
Now, the reason they did that was to try and save fuel, because the major loss of fuel economy is lack of tire pressure. So that's why it was done.
All right, Paul, we got to move along.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
I hope you understand that. Great, good stuff. All righty, let's quickly go to, you want to go to Niagara Falls?
All right, we're
going
to go to Richard in Niagara Falls. Everybody's calling from New York today.
New York.
What's the difference in the dollar? What's going on, Rich?
Oh, I've got a 51 Ford, a classic car.
Yeah.
It's got a flathead V8. Okay, the car was overhauled in 91. And when a guy I bought it from overhauled the engine, he broke it in on Valvoline SAE 30 weight oil.
Yes, yes.
And then another fellow purchased it. He changed it to a Valvoline, a 10W40 detergent oil. I've had the car probably 15 years. I changed it. I don't get maybe 300. I drive just during the summer months.
Yeah, yeah.
And the oil's always black. It looks like it was never changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why it's like that.
Because it's an old car. It pollutes, and it does not actually have a exhaust gas recirculation or a crankcase ventilation system.
Right, and what you're going to find is the modern oil is going to have more detergent in
yes.
it. Because it's got the detergent in it, it's going to be wanting to clean up that carbon that's building up in there all the time.
But, oh, I see. Okay, I just wondered.
It's just normal. It's like almost like a diesel. Quick story. A buddy of mine up north is like he had a 51 Ford sitting in the driveway. They put a brick on the accelerator, had a couple of beer, and waited for the thing to blow up.
Kind
of and the guy comes by and he says, "Hey, is that a 51? Yeah. How much you want for it?" And they rush and take the brick off, and the thing drops to idle. And he buys the car for $200, takes it home. Next morning, he starts it up. It knocks like crazy.
So
places the brick, puts it on the accelerator, and waits for it to blow up.
All right, good luck with that. We got to run. Have yourself a good one.
Thanks, my friend. Take care. Well, you know what? When you hear that music, that means it's time for me to get wrong again because the wife's home.
Quickly,
Bill Martin.
Bill Martin, we've got such a multicultural city. If you don't want to speak English, you got a problem.
Oh, se habla español. We speak Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian. Name it. You come down, call right now at 905-602-0884.
Yes.
And tell him that you spoke to the Latin from Manhattan.
And he actually is the Latin from Manhattan. We'll talk that at another show. Alan, you all set this afternoon?
I am. Got a wedding tonight. I'm going to chill out this afternoon a little bit. And there's always stuff to do.
Anyways, okay. He's mumbling, so I have to cut in. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.